calling for a chance of snow tonight, chance of snow tomorrow, and Mayor Louise Carter King not really excited about that. Of course, Mayor Louise Carter King, as well as Gina Palazzari in the studio with us. So good morning, ladies. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How's it going today?
It's going great. Mayor, if you don't mind scooting up closer to the mic, it won't bite, I promise.
Okay.
Now, the reason why you're kind of a little bummed that they're calling for 1 to 3 inches tomorrow is because tomorrow's Arbor Day, correct?
That is correct. And it is a special Arbor Day this year because it has been 25 years since Gillette was declared a Tree City USA. So every year since then, we have planted a tree every Arbor Day. Well, tomorrow's Arbor Day is going to be different. We're going to plant 25 trees in honor of our 25th celebration. And so, yes, I was hoping for a little bit better weather, but like you said, the rain and snow is probably good for the trees. But it's going to be at Sierra Glen Park, and we're excited about going. There's two high school classes that are going to be there to help plant those trees. And Wendy Clements, who is the city arborist, has been planning and getting everything together. She's doing a great job. So it's going to be a great celebration, even though it's going to be a little wet and cool, I believe.
Well, I believe, you know, when you play at the trees, at least they know, hey, this is a great new home. We're getting tons of water. We're going to have our roots spread all over the place. It's going to be a wonderful place to be.
That's right. I'm speaking
like a tree. It's been a weird morning already. Now, of course, Arbor Day, once again, taking place tomorrow. Will it happen if it snows? Would you move it back to possibly Saturday or Sunday?
Well, I asked Wendy if there was a plan B, and she said rain or shine. So I believe it's going to be tomorrow at 8 in the morning, no matter what.
All right. So there you go. That's taking place tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I think we've had snow on pretty much every other Arbor Day we've had all the way through. And
really?
And we've always made sure that the trees got in the ground because the quicker they get into the ground, the healthier it is for them. So.
Yeah. So Gino is right. We've been through 25 of these, and you can believe there's not been many that have been beautiful sunny days.
I've gotten used to that, even though it's almost May, people. Yeah, Come on, Mother Nature.
And we were looking through some old photos because of the 25th, we put together a special video for that. You can find it on the city's Facebook page. But we were looking through some old photos, a couple of them that didn't make the video just because of time. But we found the very first plantings over, I believe it was at Lasting Legacy.
Yes.
And this was, I think the city had some buildings out there at that time. I think that was the Fleet Shop was out in that area. Obviously, the old rec center was still there before the Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center was built. But
there's no grass.
There's no grass. Obviously, the Veterans Memorial isn't there. It was barren, and it was the very first trees that were planted. And who were some of the other people that, I mean, you were in the photos as well.
Yes.
It was 1993.
It's 1993, and I don't know if people knew this, but... And back then, you could run for council when you were 10 years old.
What? Please tell me your joke. Oh, now, okay, now I get it. Okay. That went over my head. Global Vic Wright on the radio this morning. Oh, my goodness gracious.
But no, there were some people. I believe we saw Nick Kasparek in there. Mm-hmm. And
I believe Ed Collins.
Ed Collins, Frank Latta.
And Lita Tanner.
Lita Tanner, that's right. There were some, you know, it was great looking at those pictures, kind of. But anyway, in that video, I'm glad Gino mentioned it. It showed some before and after pictures of Gillette from way back and how it's progressed over the years. And it is just wonderful. I think it really puts into perspective what a beautiful community we have become.
Is that on the City of Gillette website?
It's on the Facebook page. I believe we posted it a couple of times. One, we did the Arbor Day proclamation on Tuesday. And then I think I reposted it on Friday, just the video portion. We just wanted to show how, I don't want to say barren Gillette was, but treeless.
How it's changed.
But then, you know, changed over to, you know, how mm-hmm. beautiful it is, even more beautiful it is now that we have all of the trees that we have in our community. So it was a celebration of trees is what it started out as, but it was still neat, even for somebody who's only been here for 7 years like I have.
Right.
To be able to see what Gillette looked like and how much it's changed and into the incredible community that it is today.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have Arbor Day coming up. What else are we talking about today, Gino or Mayor Louise Carter King?
Well, we are right in the middle of budget season here, and the other night we had a workshop session, and I just thought the public might want to know that one of the big projects we're going to be doing this this summer is the Box Elder reconstruction of the S-curve
okay.
by Walgreens and all.
Down near Ruby Tuesday, where you put in the new traffic light and everything, correct?
That's correct. It's needed it for quite a while.
Yeah,
I think people have noticed that that street has deteriorated, but that's because we knew this reconstruction was, you know, coming up. So that I mean, it will be inconvenient for that area because that is a very busy area, but it needs done. And so I think that's a good thing. We're going to go ahead and get that done this summer.
Gino, do you know what the time frame for that would be for the start of construction and when they plan on having it finished?
I know they want to get moving on it as quickly as possible, but the decision was made on Tuesday evening. So it's going to be a while for the, you know, our engineering department to start moving that forward. But yeah, the idea is to get it moving as quickly as possible. One thing to note on that project, obviously, one of the priorities for that will be to maintain access to the businesses in that area. We always attempt to do that whenever possible. So it'll slow down the construction a little bit because they're not able to just move on through and get things done. There's going to be a lot of you know, traffic signaling that's going to have to be taking place in that area. But yeah, it's a little too early to be able to tell. But as soon as we do know when we have that information, we'll be getting that information out. And of course, as you drive through, you'll start noticing the locates are taking, you know, all the flags are going to start going up and things of that nature. So, but we'll definitely be letting, because that'll be a major traffic disruption for our area. So we'll definitely be doing a lot of publicity on that.
Now, is there like a diagram of what the expected change will be? Are you just redoing the S-curve or are you straightening it up?
It is going to be straightened.
Well, it's not going to be completely straight, but no, the city, it's been a long process because there has been a lot of property acquisition that's taken place to try, it's going to lessen the curve and lessen the slope. To make it to make the curve and the slope not as severe as it has been. So I know a lot of people have concerns with stopping on that stretch as they're going down. There's a lot of concern when that stoplight went in that it was going to cause accidents in the winter. Thankfully, we haven't had any at that intersection. Not to say that it will never happen, but it'll help alleviate some of those concerns just because, you know, because of the physics, it just won't be as dangerous anymore.
Is this a Penny Power project?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, it'll
and do we know what's been appropriated for the cost for this?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. Mayor, do you remember?
Yes, 1.6.
Okay, 1.6 million.
So. Okay. All right. So there you go. There's a sign of what Penny Power does for the city of Gillette. Of course, a major area where cars always go through, a big retail area of town. So when we find out more of when it will start and when it will end or expected to end, of course, you know, you'll let us know.
Most definitely.
So that's a big project coming up, and you said that was discussed Tuesday night?
Yes, at our work session.
All right. Now, we have that going on. What else do we have coming up? Of course, the summer is right around the corner. That means Donkey Creek Festival is coming up before you know it as well. Of course, I'm told it's not 2.5 days. It's going to be 2 days, I believe, this year.
That's correct. Yeah, it's going to be January 23rd and 24th, Friday and Saturday.
June 23rd or July?
June 23rd and 24th.
You scared me. January 23rd.
Oh, did I say January?
Yeah,
oh.
You see the snow outside. You're freaking out about snow.
Got my head back in hockey season, I guess. June 23rd and 24th.
Now, of course, the other big thing is, and I've heard talks about this, and I believe we might have talked about this before, but are they building a permanent band shell or something over there where we usually last few years have had the temporary tent. Can you explain what's going on in that regard?
There are some improvements that are going to be going on in that area. We got a generous, I'll call it a donation from Cloud Peak Energy to create a, it's not necessarily a permanent shell, but it's going to be a permanent base.
Okay.
And that will help with it for the stage. Because we've been putting up a temporary stage every single year, and that has been some concern to some of the acts that come in. It's not, you know, we do a good job of trying to make that stage as stable as possible, but it is being put on a lawn, so it's not the perfect surface. So it's going to be a concrete stage or a straight stage pad that will allow for a little bit safer setup of the stage. The shell that we have will still be going up over mm-hmm. that. on a temporary basis for that and whatever other events come around that time. There's also going to be some, the electrical is going to be moved a little bit to accommodate that, but that will be set in a permanent place as well, because obviously takes a lot of power for that to happen. There's going to be some other areas that are going to be set up for the vendors in the area, because it can get, it seems to rain every single festival at some point, makes it a little muddy. And then I think some seating area, some terracing for seating is going to be in place as well.
And it's going to be in the same place that it currently is in, I believe, over there at Gillette College, correct?
Say that again?
It's going to be in the same area where we've had Donkey Creek the last 2 years.
That's correct. Yeah, it's going to be in the it's going to be in the same area. I think it may have moved a little bit just because of once they started looking at the landscape and see where it could set up best. But also along with it, we always have our Avenues of Art. We bring in new pieces of art, and there's going to be 16 new sculptures that are going to be coming in this year. These are not sculptures that have been purchased. They are available for purchase, but these are not ones that, there's been a lot of concern about the art in the area with our budget, but these aren't ones that are purchased. They are put on display in our community. We get people to sponsor those sculptures to be in our community, but there's going to be 16 new ones. So on that Friday, you can go to the Gillette College Tech Center and you can view those sculptures. Many of the artists come. We have an artist reception there, and you can meet the artists and talk with them about their pieces. It's a pretty cool event.
And the final question is that installation of the stage going to be put in before or after Donkey Creek happens this year?
It's going to be before.
Okay.
I believe the date that we really, really, really want to get it done is June 9th.
Okay.
So we really need the weather to cooperate.
Mother Nature, are you listening out there? Apparently not, because you're calling for up to 6 inches by the end of Friday. Jeez. It's 8:22. We have Mayor Louise Carter King as well as Gina Palazzari with us. What's your official title, Public Information Officer?
I am the Communications Manager.
Okay. I can't ever keep track.
That's okay. Not a problem. You can call me PIO. That's
he
okay.
He runs the city.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
It is 8:22. Phone lines are open, by the way, if you have a question. 682-1270, 682-1270. What else would we like to talk about this morning?
Back on the art. When the artists come in, there is a public reception that evening at 5:30. So, of course, the public is welcome to come and view the art and meet with the sculptures.
Where will that be, by the way?
That's at the Tech Center.
Okay.
Right. And they'll have all the pieces of art just displayed right there. I think we better talk about the drive and drop Gino,
oh, yes.
Don't you think?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
We had our first one last week, and we had a tremendous turnout, more than we did for all 3 days last year. But this Saturday, it's from this Saturday and the next Saturday, it's from 8 to 5:30 at Sage Valley Energy Capital Sports Complex.
I think I need to correct that, Mayor. I think it's from 8 to 3:30. I think I a little bit of a typo on that. So
okay.
That was my fault.
Okay. It's from 8 to 3.
I believe it's 8 to 3:30.
8 to 3:30. Okay. Say that again. And then it's at Sage Valley Junior High Energy Capital Sports Complex and the old electrical shop on Warlow Drive. On the same day, there's a medication disposal at the Camel County Public Health parking lot. That's just this Saturday from 10 to 2. And then for Councilman Barks, I want to talk about the Coal Country Trashathon, which is May 6th. From 9 to 5, and he urges everyone, as the council does as well, to help keep Gillette beautiful by picking up roadside litter and go to Pat Mueller's shelter at Dalby Memorial Park to get trash bags and to drop off the trash. Bags can be left on the side of the road of wherever you pick up the trash, and you can get more information by emailing keepgillettebeautiful@gmail.com. And I've got to thank the county for they are waiving $3,000 in tipping fees for that event as well.
All right. Sounds like a whole bunch of stuff going on to straighten up the community. Hopefully the snow will back off. Saturday they're calling for mostly cloudy sky, high around 47. So a good day to drop off stuff as well as the prescription drop off as well.
Yeah. And with the drive and drop, we want to make sure that people know what to bring. They can bring just their regular household trash. It's called municipal solid waste. You can bring demo material, but only from residences. This isn't for businesses to drop off that quantity. You can also bring your yard waste, and the yard waste will be brought out to the yard waste facility, so it'll get turned into mulch that people will be able to, into compost, excuse me, that people can purchase. You can also bring metal. I believe that's going to get recycled as well. We had a very, very successful day. We had 314 vehicles that arrived at three of our locations. I only have some numbers for a couple of the different things, but out of the trash, we had 22.8 tons of just regular municipal solid waste that was dropped off, and about eight and a half tons of demolition material was dropped off. So we had a very, very successful day. And I believe the amount of trash that we got was more than we picked up all 3 days last year.
Wow.
So it looks like it's really picked up. And one of the things that we've done to try to make this program easier is that we are only going to be at these three locations all three weekends. We thought we'd move it around in the years past to try to get closer to people's residences to make it easier, but that caused some confusion. So to alleviate that, it's only going to be at Sage Valley Junior High, Energy Capital Sports Complex, and the old electrical shop in Warlow Drive. It's just east of the animal shelter. From what we've heard, we've heard great compliments from about the crews and how helpful they are. Mayor, I know you took a call recently on just how helpful those individuals have been.
Yes, I get a few calls, and usually they're not of the complimentary sort. But this one was. I had a gentleman call, and he was just so complimentary of the city staff, how professional they are, and respectful, and he really complimented our workers, our staff, the city. And so, I just love taking those calls, so I'll probably talk about that call for a long time.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
Yeah. And on the medication disposal, once again, that's at Campbell County Public Health, right next to the library on 4J. That's to drop off any unwanted medications. It doesn't have to be prescription. It can be, you've got an expired ibuprofen. The idea is, one, we don't want it in the landfill. We don't want it in our water supply. So please, it's free to drop off from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. No illicit drugs, please. There will be officers on site. just a heads up. That's another great service. And this is with the Gillette Police Department, the Campbell County Sheriff's Office, in conjunction with the DEA. So definitely want to thank them. And then with the Cold Country Trashathon, once again, the mayor thanked the commissioners. The council is going to be going out on May 3rd. To pick up trash. We want to thank the city council for that. I know the commissioners are planning on doing a rural area as well, someplace out in the county. They're going to be working with some of the rural schools for that. We're also having a competition amongst the schools, and whoever collects the most is going to get a pizza party. So that's always a really exciting part. So we want to thank the school district for participating. But we also, Campbell County Health is also a big supporter of this. I know they are supplying a lot of, the kids are going to get gloves. They're not rubber gloves, but the latex gloves or whatever the hospital's donating the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely want to thank them. In fact, I believe they doubled the amount that they're going to be donating. So thank you very much, Campbell County Health. And then also some of our business partners, Connolly Scenic Landscaping and Nursery, the Home Depot, Pacific Steel and Recycling, and Western Waste are all going to be a part of it. For those that are picking up, we are encouraging recycling. So if, as you're picking up, maybe you have two bags, one for trash, one for recycling. And when you bring that stuff to the Pat Mueller shelter, there will be, you'll be able to recycle those at the shelter as well.
And so, by the way, Pat Mueller shelter is part of around the fishing lake, but where exactly is the Pat Mueller shelter?
It is going to be on the northeast side.
Okay.
I was going to say near the volleyball pit, but there's more than one volleyball pit, but yeah, it's on the northeast side of the lake. If you come in off, I think it's Edwards is the road that you come in on the north side. And as you go in, just continue to head east once you come into the park. And you'll be able to see, because there'll be dumpsters there to dispose of the trash. And there'll be a lot of the Keep Gillette Beautiful volunteers. Oh, we definitely want to thank Keep Gillette Beautiful. They're one of the reasons why this, along with Councilman Bark's support. This is truly become a community event, because it's the Keep Gillette Beautiful group, along with the other volunteers, that are keeping this event going.
And it's not just the city of Gillette, it's around the county too, correct? If I remember correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we're asking everybody in the county to participate. Right. And we've even had, Wright has participated in the past as well. I'm not sure if they are this year, but yeah, we've always tried to make it a county event. A couple of years ago, the commissioners cleaned up under it's called Hobo Bridge, west of town on the interstate, and that was a prolific dumping area, and there was a lot over there, and they went there and they cleaned up a dump truck load of debris that had been left under there. That area has since been blocked off, so it's not as easy to dump stuff there anymore. So it's been kept relatively clean since then. But no, the commissioners have done their part as well. So yeah, it's definitely a countywide event. So we ask everybody anywhere in the county, let's do what we can to help keep our area beautiful. It's a fun event. Hopefully, we've had great weather. We've had interesting weather, but you know, there's really no excuse, because I know every single year I go out and take pictures of this, and I also pick up as well. But I go out and there are the Girl Scouts on the side of Garner Lake Road in the rain, the sleet, and the wind. They're doing their part to pick up. So if the Girl Scouts are tough enough to do this, I think everybody's tough. Not that the Girl Scouts aren't tough, but right. I think everybody should be able to do what they're doing. So,
all right, with that, we need to wrap it up. But once again, if someone wants to find out more information, what's going on around the city, where do they go?
You can always go to the city's website, GilletteWI.gov. We keep that updated on a daily basis. Otherwise, for even faster, you can please go to the City of Gillette's Facebook page. If you go to Facebook.com, just look up City of Gillette. We're also on Twitter. We're also on Instagram and LinkedIn. So,
all right. With that, we need to wrap it up. Once again, thanks to the mayor as well as the PIO.
Communications manager. But I'll take VI.
I give up.
That's all right.
You just need to wear a big sign over your head when you come in for the next 3 months, and then I'll finally remember what your title is.
No problem.
8:32. It's time for a break.
If it's sports, we've got it covered. Now with Chris Brintle.
The Gillette Rough Rider baseball team will return to action this weekend after 2 weeks off. 10 games into the season, Gillette is 9-1, and they have outscored its opponents 84-18 so far on the year. The Rough Rider pitching staff and defense has been outstanding so far. Gillette has a team ERA of just 1.67, and they only allow